This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. There's a lot of television that I'm not a fan of. I think there are better things I can do with my time, but sometimes I do like to watch some good documentaries like the hospital series in the UK. Do you know the ones I mean? The cameras are placed in the emergency ward of a particular hospital and they record the comings and goings one day and one night in a 24-hour period. It's life as it happens, and it's quite riveting for me as I watch it. It's fly-on-the-wall television. And the narrator says, love, life, and loss all in 24 hours. And sometimes these situations are dangerous and threatening. And the question comes from these patients, am I going to live or die? And unless you've been faced with that question, I guess you don't know how it feels. Am I loved? Does anyone care about me? Am I going to survive? Am I alone? You don't have to be in an emergency ward to be alone. I think many people feel alone. Loneliness is not a new problem. It's been with us for a long time. Do you not recall that in the Bible, God created Adam, and it was not long before the Lord said, it's not good for the man to live alone. I need to make a suitable partner for him. That's in Genesis 2:18. Adam was lonely. God provided a companion to remove the loneliness. Rudyard Kipling said the human soul is essentially a very lonely thing. We're born alone, die alone, and in the depths of our heart, we live alone. Now, while I wouldn't agree completely with what he said, he does raise this point that loneliness is often one of the things in life that handles us and masters us. I heard about the man who wanted to join one of those lonely hearts clubs. He sent them his photograph, and they sent back a note and said, we're not that lonely. Maybe you heard about the fellow who went to a psychiatrist. Doc, he said, I want you to give me a split personality. The doctor said, well, why do you want to do that? So I'll have someone to talk to. It's a rather strange world. That loneliness is one of man's greatest problems. H.G. Wells, the famous British scientist, considered by many to be the greatest intellect of the 20th century, before he died said, I am lonely. So maybe it is. Are you grappling with this giant of loneliness? It was Billy Graham who used to say that loneliness plagues more people today than any other single problem. The author Warren Wiersbe said, like many other feelings, it's easier to experience it than to define it. Loneliness is being all by yourself, even when you're surrounded by people. It's a sense of isolation. You feel unwanted, unneeded. It's as though there's nothing to live for. You feel like nobody really cares for you. It eats away at the inner person and saps you of strength. Loneliness, it's like putting a wall around you, no matter how free you may be. I'm sure the medical profession, doctors, are concerned with the number of their patients who are lonely. It's interesting that 50% of patients who experience heart operations were lonely before they were admitted for surgery. They didn't have anyone that could be a friend to them. One study, too, found that 80% of the psychiatric patients who were interviewed said that they sought help because of their loneliness. That's a high percentage. I don't know that we fully appreciate all this, but there are reasons that people do feel lonely. But I want to say that God loves you deeply. He cares for you. So you are never alone. Jesus was left alone. The ultimate remedy for loneliness, I think, is to be aware of God's presence with you right now. It has to be said that only those who practice the presence of God can go through every experience of life alone and yet not be alone. The Apostle Paul from the New Testament knew what it was like. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, when I was first put on trial, no one helped me. In fact, he said, everyone deserted me, but the Lord stood beside me. So the great Apostle Paul, he knew what loneliness was like. So as a Christian, we can find that God is with us no matter what the circumstances. Heavenly Father, in the busyness of life, I need to have moments of silence. I need to be alone sometimes. But Lord, let me not fall to despair because I know you're with me all the time. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.